Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhara, Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Page 30. Vijaya, what are the different psychological conditions displayed by a Nayika?
Goswami.
There are 8 specific conditions. Abhisarika, thinking, I will serve my lover. The Nayika finally goes to the place of rendezvous. 2. Vasaka, Saja. The Nayika proudly dresses her best finery to receive her lover. 3. Utkantika, the Nayika is waiting in an eager state of anxiety to meet her lover. 4. Kandita, the Nayika is offended by the late arrival of her lover and notes evident signs of his infidelity. 5. Vipralamba, the Nayika waits at the place of rendezvous but her lover does not arrive. 6. Kalahantarita, the Nayika sends her lover away in a jealous argument. Very unhappy. 7. Prosita, Bhartrika, the Nayika suffers greatly as her lover, as her beloved has gone abroad, not to return even after many days. And Swadhina Bhartrika, the Nayika dominates her obedient lover and they live together in peace. All 15 Nayikas display these 8 symptoms. All right, so before what we're discussing of the different kinds of the Nayikas. Means you have the, he said, we have Swakya and Parakya, right? So that's the 2 main branches. Then within that you have the Mugdha, captivated, Madhya, intermediate, and Pragalbha, imperious. Right? So in other words, intermediate was something a little bit more right and something a little bit more left. Within Swakya and Parakya. You have it in both. Just like Rukmini is more right, Satyabhama is more left. Right? Though Rukmini would probably be counted as the middle in Swakya. There would be more submissive than her. So all in all, how many Nayikas are there? There are 15 different Nayikas. First, there's a further Nayika that we have not yet mentioned, the Kanya Nayika, unmarried heroine, who is very young, is exclusively a Mugdha, and therefore of one kind. Right? You don't have a middle and left of the unmarried gopis. Right? They're just captivated. You know, like that, because they're very young. Does that make sense? However, out of these 3, then as just described, there are 3 kinds of Nayikas, Mugdha, Madhya, and Pragalbha. However, out of these 3, the Madhya and Pragalbha Nayikas are further subdegraded thrice into Dhira, Adhira, and Dhiradhira, thus making 1 Mugdha plus 3 Madhyas plus 3 Pragalbhas equaling 7. Then we should consider that this resultant 7 may either be Swakya or Parakya, right? So that's 14, right? And then so 7, consequently 7 Swakya Nayikas plus 1 Kanya Parakya Nayikas plus 1 Kanya Mugdha Nayika make a total of 15. Okay? So that's how you get 15. So then those 15 can have these eight moods. Either, does that make sense? So it's either thinking, I will serve, and very pleasantly goes there, is very comfortable, or dresses in her finery just to kind of create the, you know, kind of who's in control here, you know. Or we have the waiting in an eager anxiety because the desire to meet is so great it doesn't have the peaceful of the first one, so there's more anxiety is coming, and this and everything creates the state of expectation. Then the who's offended by the late arrival of the lover, because there's symptoms of infidelity. Otherwise, why is he late? Right? Because he's coming on the way, but then he meets another one of the gopis. Right? And then Vipralamba derides the others. He doesn't. So one, then the next is that she sends them away after seeing his infidelity. So she sends them away, or in some way, even if he doesn't, he shows up on time. But the argument starts. So she sends them away, right? But she's not happy, right? Because I mean, how will she be happy? It's just that she's unhappy. But because she's unhappy, she makes him unhappy also. Right? So then they're sharing unhappiness. Right? See, that's many times that the men don't understand. They're saying no, doesn't know, but they're sharing unhappiness. But you just share it separately. Right? And then then the others where he's not going to come because he's away. Right? And the last is where she's in control of the obedient lover, and they live together peacefully. Right? Does that make sense? So at any time, any of these moods could be starting. It could start with one, turn into the other. So she could be waiting, Abhisarika, so she's thinking, very fondly of the lover. She's there, but then he shows up late. Right? So it turns into that one. Then she may work it out, with the help of the others, and they stay peacefully together. Or she may send him away. Right? Or she goes there peacefully, then he doesn't show up, so then she's just waiting the night. Or he shows up and then a fight starts and then she sends him away. Even though he shows up on time. Does that make sense? So any of these can happen. So it's just a matter of these are the eight states. Okay.
According to this description, it seems like a man is totally under control of the lady.
Bingo.
Is that okay?
The penny dropped. The light went on. But what's under control? I mean, see, so we have to be able to distinguish what are the different elements at work here. See, it's just like there's fineness in philosophy. So then there's also the element of the fineness in rasa, right? So the point is the man is under the control of the woman, but does he have a choice? No, but could he also just not be a choice?
Yeah.
Okay, he has a choice, so he's made that choice. But can the woman not be with the men?
Can the woman?
Can the feminine nature function fully without the masculine? No. But the masculine can function without the feminine.
Yes.
Means with, but no rasa.
Yeah.
No. You understand? So that's the point, is that the independence is still maintained because it's a voluntary element. And the feminine is still dependent even though they may control. You catch? That's the problem, because we want it to all be nice little boxes like this, of this is this and that's that, and they don't come together. But the point is the one is independent but under the control. The other is dependent but is in control. You understand? So that's why in the modern things don't work. The guy can't function without women, and then if he's under the control of women, then that's not good. Or he can function without women and doesn't surrender and work with women. Or it also won't work, right? Or if the woman has that thing, well, we don't need men in that, and tries to control men, that won't work. Does that make sense? Right? Or if she's, has the dependent element but can't control the man. Right? So any of these combinations won't work. So it has to very clearly understand what's going on. Then it works very, very nicely. Does that make sense? So the point is he's independent, she's dependent. That's the match. He's controlled by her, and she is in control of him. Right. Means, in other words, if he's controlled by her, means because he has that independent element, he's willing to be controlled. Because what does it mean to be controlled? What does it take to be controlled? Right.
Character, tolerance.
Right. Means, in other words, all the young, very strong masculine characteristics are necessary to be to allow oneself to be controlled by a woman. Right, the man who, you know, why should I tolerate that, means he doesn't actually have the masculine qualities to function with women. Means, in other words, you have to have them very strongly, that humility, that tolerance, that independence, so all these different things, the sense control, the sensitivity. Because if you don't, then you can't actually be controlled, because it's not like it's... Means, in other words, the formulas are consistent, but which aspect of the formula is going to be functioning at any one moment? And we're not even saying time here, we're bringing it down to moment, 11th of a second. Because all these different moods can change in an 11th of a second. That takes great masculine control and sensitivity and intelligence to be able to function with it. Right? So in other words, wife who's under the control of his wife, and the wife is satisfied. Right? Because if he's under her control but not independent, she can't be satisfied. Because if he's not independent, how will that match with her dependency? Right? So if he's dependent, that means she has to be independent. Right? Because you have to have 100% balance. So if he's fully independent, she can be fully dependent. He's only half independent, she can only be half dependent. So you're masculine, the full manifestation of the masculine feminine principle. So there won't be satisfaction. So if the man is under the control of the woman and the woman's fully satisfied, means he's actually doing it from the masculine position. Do you understand? Because it doesn't bother him that he has to take the call for his wife. Let his friends goof and laugh. What does he care? Because the point is they're going to goof and laugh there, and he's with them for 5 minutes. He spends the rest of his life with his wife. So who's important here? That, you know, and he knows that them goofing about it means if it's not tolerable, means they themselves don't know how to do it, and they're goofing about something they don't know how to do. You know, it's like you have an excellent cook, and you have people that don't really know how to cook, and they're criticizing. It doesn't mean much, right? Because someone else who's good at taking care of the women, that no, you have to take the call. It's just one of the, you don't goof about though. Goof after the call, you may goof a bit about how, okay, you know, how they're in the control and this and that, but you know that that's just the way it is. There's a difference in flavor, but this whole thing is, you know, why are you doing that? You know, be a man, this and that. Those are non-men saying be a man. Because otherwise, if you're already a man, why do you have to be a man if you're already a man? You know, go up to your dog, be a dog, you know, bark. You know, it's like, of course, but he does that anyway. You know? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So it's very different than what is thought to be. That's why in the modern scenario, it doesn't work very well. Right? I mean, so it may be working by karma and just somehow or another one does things or this and that. But as a science, it's not well known. Does that make sense? It means there's plenty of men on the planet who do everything properly. And they have, you know, very nice marriages and everything goes well. But it's they just know this is what you do, but they don't actually understand some things necessarily. And some, you know, from older cultures and that have more of an understanding of the science. So it won't be as complete as what the Vedas is. You know what I'm saying? You know, you go to some, you know, kind of older culture, you know, especially if it's not in the city, out in the country, and then things go more pleasant. They can tell you all kinds of things about what to do, but they don't know the science, what's working. They just know this is the way it works, and their father did like this, and their grandfather, and all the men that they know do like this, and they work. And if you do like that, then this will happen. You know? They can tell you. Like that, you know, very straight, very upfront. It's just, you know, this is what you have to do as a man. In other words, these are the man's duties. Not trying to be a man. That's not his duty. No, he's supposed to be a man. You know? Does that make sense? You know, the guy goes out on the field to play the game, but he doesn't know the rules and all that. You know, so just by yelling, yeah, be a player, you know, he goes, ah, you know, and then the game goes well. You know, is that how it works? No, he has to actually know what he's doing. Right? You know, so that's the thing, is that we don't understand sometimes that finity of the art. And then, you know, we say, oh, that's not masculine. It's just like here, this, just use that example. You go onto the soccer field. But when the guys that are really good, if you look at the movements and stuff that they do with the ball, they're deep with the energy. So they have to complement that energy. So it'll have a very, very fine and softness to it. You know, it's not, you know, being a man, get punched or just kick the ball or, you know, punch somebody in the head, you know, like that. And that's a, you understand? So there's some fineness there. You know, even in anything, the guy's doing, he's using the lug wrench, you know, the torque wrench on the lug nut. But how his wrist and everything will work, there's a fineness, there's an art there. So you could say, well, that's feminine. Now just get in there, you know, like that. You know, yeah, you'll break all the lug nuts. You know, just, you know what I'm saying? So that's the whole thing, is that those who are actually excellent in the field, they don't get upset that someone else is doing it. Someone who's not would say. Because you would think, no, man should look like this. But you don't know. So that's why they say. So that's the problem, is all the guys sitting around in the pub don't know what a man is. That's why they say all these things. They know the man's frustrations, but why is he frustrated? Because he doesn't know, and he doesn't have the character. You know, there's a weakness somewhere. Does that make sense? Yeah, so therefore, he's under the control. Dominates her obedient lover. Because the point is the man, if he's on his own, right, and he's got his schedule, you know, his kind of like that. What does he eat every day? Basically the same thing, right? Everything he does is exactly the same, right? So what does the woman mean? That's the variety. So that's where he's obedient to, he has to be obedient. She wants this, she wants that. Every day he goes and buys this, but she doesn't, she wants this or she wants that. So instead of coming, you know, home this way, he has to go home that way to get all those things. So, yeah, this day he's going somewhere different. He can say, yeah, this is crazy, you know. But the point is, you know, do you like the variety? Do you like the variety in the cooking? And if you don't, you don't need the variety, then why'd you get married in the first place? You know, because women create variety. That's what feminine nature does. You understand? So the variety means every how you'll deal with the situation will be different. So even if it's exactly the same situation, it will be different every time. Understand? So that's the thing, is that that's what the woman adds. And so to do that, you have to be submissive, because who's providing the field? The man. Okay, so now she wants all these different ingredients. The man's getting those. Either he's buying them and getting the money and buying them, or he's getting the money, she's buying them, or, you know, some way is being made, but it's the field. It's his field. She's creating the variety within his field. Why does she want to use her stuff? Her stuff for herself. The lady has so many nice saris, but will she put one on for herself? No, she puts it on for others. You understand? So that's the point, is that his stuff, his arrangements, and then she does things with them. So in other words, she's controlling his arrangements. Does that make sense? So the man is, that's the masculine element. You're creating the field, and she does something with it. So this obedient lover, it's not a problem.
It just sounds, you know, like that.
Because it's new. That's why. I mean, just like this. He said, does this sound strange?
No.
No. Okay. Anybody else? Does that sound strange? Does everything sound right? Yeah? Yes? 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 Anything was off? Anything? No. Okay, anybody here that sounds brand new, never been heard before, right?
Come on, be the man.
Yes? Yes, I'm into it. It seems to be, she's upset. Why? Yeah, you understand? So, what does this mean? It just means that it's not understood, therefore one's not trained. One should be, the natural things, one's seeing this from one's own father and all the men in the family, then one gets trained in, you know, sense control and being sensitive to the environment. You know, it's just like the brahmachari. It's not that he has to be sensitive to female in the form of a woman. He has to be sensitive to the female, meaning the Lord's energy. Right? Because the feminine nature represents the energy. Right? Krishna has unlimited energy. But what is the form of that energy? Right? The impersonal is just energy. Right? There's so many different aspects. But the full manifestation of that is this Rupa Shakti. Right, which is Radharani. Right, does that make sense? So the point is, but you learn through. So the brahmachari learns, you know, it's like there's a brick sitting over. Why there's a brick sitting over there? There shouldn't be a brick sitting over there. But you know, but the brahmacharis just walk by it for years, you know, and never think, why is there a brick here? So you have to train them. Why is there a brick here? There shouldn't be a brick there. You have to train them, you know, the pot gets washed. That means all parts of the pot, you know. Everything inside, under the lip, you know, like that. And also, you know, shocking, but the outside of the pot. And then having scrubbed it, then you actually rinse it off, you know. And rinsing it off means getting everything off, you know. And then you put it away nicely. Is that make sense? So all these different things, they learn to become sensitive. And to do that, they have to be sense controlled because they'd much rather be playing, right? So, but this is what has to be done. And then if you do that, then the next time cook, everything's nice. You know? Does that make sense? So, it comes down to it, having a very nicely arranged, it worked out very nicely, the prasad and everything like that, or you got a little time to play. Or you get so little time to play and the prasad is crazy and it doesn't work out and nobody's set. Which of the two is more important? You understand? So that's where you're training the brahmachari. You know? That's brahmachari training. That's training a man. You know, not that, you know, they eat, you know, chunks of wood for breakfast, but, you know, spit on the ladies or something like that. And that's brahmachari. Yeah. You know, said. So that's the thing is, those who don't know what men are have also a funny idea of how to train them. But those who know, then there's a proper thing of training. So if one's heard of this all throughout, then hearing about it now, then it should be yes. You know, yeah, of course. Yeah, okay. Maybe you couldn't articulate it. Just like what I'm saying is that the women all understand it. It wasn't necessarily if you ask them, then they'd give this answer. But everything you say, they know. But they hadn't put it all together. Because they're just experiencing all those different moments and put it together in the science. That's Rupa Goswami. Right? Does that make sense? But for the men, it's like, oh, yes, we're doing that. And maybe some parts I, you know, understood. The father explained it, or an uncle or grandfather, or, you know, somebody explained it. Does that make sense? So that's the weakness in modern society, though they're claiming everyone's free. Yes, they're free to get, you know, nothing. You know, it's just like, you know, why do I have to be in the store? Why do I have to bring money? You know, why can't I just be out of the store with no money and be free? Yes, but you don't have anything from the store. No, but I should have everything from the store. Then go in the store and take your money. No, but why do I have to be restricted by all this? That's modern man. Stupid. Right? Just downright, upfront, stupid. But it sounds great, you know, as soon as you say freedom and equality, what, equity, fraternity. What's this last one?
Liberty.
Liberty. You know, as soon as you say all that, everybody is happy and goes, yes. But the point is all those take work. What is equal? Right? Line up all the Frenchmen there during the revolution. Were they all the same height or the same weight? You know, had the same physical strength or intellectual power or skills? No. So what is the equal? You know, and friendship, what's the friendship? Were they all for good buddies? You have somehow another Robespierre, they cut off his head and he's the one that started the whole thing. You know, like that. So, you know, where's the fraternity here? You know, so what does it mean? You know, what does liberty mean? Freedom from what? You know, so after that, nobody has a job, nobody does any work. They all just sit around and have a party. And then when the money runs out, then, you know, hey, well, what to do? It was a good run, you know, like that, we had a good time. Yeah, let's go liberate the next company. 150 countries, it'll keep you going. At least your lifetime will keep going, right? You know, next lifetime, they can worry about it. So the thing is those things have to be defined. If they're not defined, it doesn't work. Is that okay? You know what I'm saying? So it's a science, and then it's consistent. That's the thing, is it's a consistent science that always works in the same way. But which aspect of it? Just like it's a car, it always works in the same way. But at some point, you know, the gas runs out, or the oil needs changing, or the carburetor needs tuning, or the distributor needs that. Or nowadays, you don't have any of those things, but you don't have to worry about it. Some numbers on the computer. It's the same stuff, but just the guy down at the shop does it. You know, or the tires wear out, or you have to change the tires, or you have to get them balanced, the tires, or. You know what I'm saying? There's always something, you know, the brake pedal's a little loose, it needs tightening, or so, but it's always within the same category, you know? It's not something different, like, you know, you have to feed it dog food or something, right? Every day, you know, it's petrol, but today it's dog food, you know? It's like, you don't have to worry about that. It's always going to be within the nature of the car, but which aspect? Right? Does that make sense? The only difference is the car, when the tires wear out, doesn't say anything. Or the wife will tell you something. That's the difference. You know? Does that make sense? You know, it's just like, there was a thing came up, I'm not sure, it started about 10 years ago, the car talking and telling you different things. You know? And it was very popular, the new thing like that, and sometimes you see it here and there, but after a while, you don't hear anybody talking about it. Who wants the car talking all the time, right? So most people turn it off. Is in the sense, but the difference, you can't turn the wife off. That's the thing. Therefore, obedient love. Right? But it's much more full, much more intense. Right? Why do people jump off a bridge, you know, with a rubber band tied around their feet? Intensity, right? You understand? All these things, extreme is intensity. So intensity is not the problem, right? But to be able to function always in that, they live together in peace, is because he's obedient and she's able to dominate. But she knows how to. Right? In other words, if she doesn't know how to control, also that's not good. So therefore, the ladies who are smart, who understand the nature, they'll tell them how, you know, where to push and where not to push. You know, how much time to push, how much time to give that break. Right? But one who says, well, why don't we talk about that? Because you don't want to hear about that. Because then you figure out that they're dealing with you as like you're 8 years old. Right, you know, so you just want to hear about the part you got to interact with, you know, get the potatoes, you know, like that, you know, these are the wrong falafels, you know, that kind of stuff, right, you know, like that, you call this tahini, right, you know, that kind of jazz, like that. Does that make sense? Okay. Yeah.
Maharaj, you say that the wife controls, and who has...
The wife can?
The wife controls.
Controls.
Yeah.
Yes, but we're talking on the emotional platform here, because we already explained how the man creates the environment. He's in control of the environment.
I was just going to ask, who has the vision for how the family should live, then, like whether they live in a city or in a farm? Or?
That they have to work out together. Uh-huh. Right? It means if a guy wants to live in the city, why marry a woman who wants to live in the farm? Right? You know, unless you like long distance relationships. You know, talking on the phone is so much better, right? Now they got Skype, right? Does that make sense? In other words, those are the things to talk about before you decide that this is you're going to be your partner. Uh-huh. You know? Not that, you know, you know, if you could touch her or, you know, stuff like that. That's not how you decide. You know, the whole point is, you know, you want to live in the city, you want to live out in the country. And if you're living in the country, how are you going to live in the country? Does that mean you live in the country and then go to the city and make money, or you live out there and you get your hands covered with cow dung and mud? Right? Like I said, if you're living in the city, what does that mean? You know, are you full-time devotees, are you part-time devotees? You know, I mean, the way of just how much you can take part in the service of the temple. Right? You know, how are you going to do it? Are you going to have children or not? How many children? How are you going to discipline the children? How are you going to educate the children? Right? Are they going to Gurukul or are they going to Harvard? You know, which, what is it? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. These are the things to discuss. What kind of things do you eat? What does it mean, food? What kind of recreation is there? What kind of, you know, just downtime? What does that mean? You know, downtime means them hearing and chanting, or, you know, going to, you know, how you say, Disney World. You know, what does it mean? If you haven't discussed all these things, then you're going into a relationship without actually knowing what you're doing.
That's wrong for the man to expect that the wife should just follow this, whatever he decides.
But follow, but is he going somewhere? It's deciding something, but what do you do with the decision? I'm putting this rock here. Now what? You understand? So, okay, that's the situation. I put the rock here. Okay. Now what? So, what does that do? We're living in the city. Okay, so you're living in the city. Now what? What are you going to do in the city? How are you going to interact with your wife in the city? How are you taking care of her needs and making her happy in the city? You're in the city. Right? Does that make sense?
So it's a lot more to manage.
No, it's not much management. That's the thing you're missing here. Management, okay, I manage this. I put another rock here. Yeah. You understand? The point is he's managing that, but he's submissive to the wife. What do you do with the rock sitting there?
She has to arrange around it.
Means, like, you go into the kitchen, okay, and open the pantries, you know, the cupboards and that. What's in there?
Ingredients.
Ingredients, okay. Just one ingredient or a huge variety of ingredients?
Hopefully variety.
Okay, so now let's say we'll have a variety of good, you're doing a good job. There's a variety of ingredients there. Okay, now from those ingredients, what can you cook? Right? Does that make sense? So many variety of things. So who decides what's going to be cooked? The wife. Because the man will just eat the same thing every day. You know? Boil his 2-minute noodles, stick some ketchup on them. Hey, you know, how are you doing? You know, maybe for fun, you change ice ketchup, you know, spicy and hot. Yeah, you know, something different for a change, you know, like that, yeah. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So that's the point. She controls that. Now, what does that mean? So she's cooked this, so those ingredients are gone. Who's going to go get the ingredients?
Yes.
Yeah. That's obedient. You have to understand, you know, what it means, obedience. The point is you have to understand what's masculine and what's feminine. You create a nice situation, but it's what you do with the situation, that's the interaction between man and woman. It's not that you created the situation, now just that situation just sits there and women are going to be happy with just a situation. You gave her a nice first-class sari, but if you don't take her any place to wear it, what's the meaning of having the sari? You know what I'm saying? You bring fancy ingredients, but the point is either you have to have some guests that she really wants to, she really likes to be nice, or you cook something really fancy. It's for her to cook something really fancy and nice. Right? Why is she going to do? So if you're not doing something, how is she going to follow? Follow means the man's going somewhere. But just to say, we move in the city, where's that going? That's the situation. What are you doing with the situation? Where is that situation going? Because if you're, it's not going somewhere, how can the woman follow? You understand? So when it says the woman follows the man, what does that mean? We just take it, the woman follows the man. So if I say something, she just does it. Is that what follow means? Right? It means you're going somewhere, then they can follow you. You know, because what's the relation? You just tell them what to do and they do it? You know, wouldn't it be easier to just get a servant? Right? The house cleaner comes in for an hour, you know, and cleans and then goes away. You don't have to worry about it, right?
But there's no rasa there.
Right. So if you want the rasa, that means the obedient lover. That's the point. That's your choice. You can't have both. There's no such thing as best of both worlds. There's God's creation, there's God's laws. That's it. You can make up your own laws, fine, but it does, they won't work. You know what I'm saying? You're sitting in the bathtub and the rubber ducky at the other end, you tell it, hey, can you turn on the hot water a little bit there, you know? Is it going to turn it on for you? Yes or no? No, but you could think, yes, it should. Why not? It's my rubber ducky. You know, I tell it what to do. It should do it. Right? So that's just as, we laugh at that, but it's just as foolish of the man. Yeah, I just tell the woman, you tell her, show her his bod. It's just as stupid. It's just as stupid. You know, because then you say, yeah, well, show her who's boss. And then she gets upset and doesn't talk to you for 3 days. Who's boss? Who's boss? You understand? Therefore, obedient lover. But it's being done through intelligence. You think, oh, I'm just overwhelmed and controlled. Because that's how you think you're controlling the woman. But the point is if you're controlled by it, you know how to, in other words, a man's controlling the woman by being obedient, right? And she's submissive by being dominant. If it was so direct and obvious, then, you know, where's the fun? You know what I'm saying? Everybody'd figure it out in a moment, and then you get bored. Does that make sense? Right. That makes sense, yeah.
It's also interesting to notice in all the pastimes, Krishna actually, he is a obedient lover to all of his girlfriends.
And how many girlfriends? 16,000. That's just the ones we talk about, right? Okay. And the guys who are not obedient lovers, you know, they have trouble with one. So it works. It works. A woman knows she is dependent. She knows all those things. But the point is about the nature of the feminine. It's not direct. Right? As we said before, we open with this discussion, is contrariness, elusiveness, and shyness. That's just feminine nature. So that means it's loose. It's never direct. So even though it's dependent, you cover that with that domination. Does that make sense? But you know what I'm saying?
Decisions sometimes have to be worked out between men and women. Yeah. In life, many situations change. And then it seems to be a constant endeavor to find a balance, to find a direction.
Is there anything you can do at once and get profit forever? I invested once and now I eternally get profit. No. So then why would there be this, I do it once and it eternally works in a marriage? You understand? These are the illusions. There is no such thing. I fixed the car, now it'll work for the next 100 years. No, it'll you know, in another couple of weeks you have to fix something else. You understand? So we're not an illusion about the car. But the principles are the same. You know what I'm saying? That means, technically, any man who has any skill in anything can be good at interacting in a family. But the difficulty is his skill. He doesn't take those formulas and apply them into the family life, that it's the same principle. Right? The car. Something's wrong with the car. So, do you just go over there and start yelling at the car, kick the car, or, you know, get upset and walk off, slam the door, and then the car gets fixed? How do you figure out what's wrong with the car?
It goes to the mechanic.
Okay, but how does the mechanic figure it out? Okay, if you want to include the, you know, the little Jewish guy with the goatee there and charges you $300 an hour, great. You know, go to the marriage counselor. But the point is this, you know, does that make sense? But we're talking about the mechanics. So how will the mechanic figure out what's wrong with the car?
He knows the science.
He knows the science, but then how will he apply that science?
He'll look at the car.
But how will he look at the car? He goes to the car, you turn on the engine, he's listening, he's trying to figure out what it is. He's submissive to the nature of the car. In other words, the car has a nature. He's submissive to that, not like, well, you know, it's my car, it should work nicely, you know, because I said, you know, just like the rubber ducky, you know, you're supposed to, you know, otherwise, what are you doing in here, you know? It's like, you know, I'm working, I'm scrubbing, what are you doing, you know? It's like, at least you can turn on the hot water there. Do you understand? So that's the thing, is that he submitted, and then what it is, and then how does he change it? According to what he wants? Or he doesn't feel like it. Well, one of the spark plugs is not working, so I don't feel like changing it, but the car should work nice anyway. My car should be submissive. You understand? So the thing is if we're dealing like that, no man in the world will say that that's right. They'll always say, no. If you think like that, you're lazy, you're stupid, you don't know what you're doing. Yeah, but if you say, well, the same thing in your family, you're lazy, you're stupid, you don't know what you're doing. What do you mean? Oh, what's this? Where's being a man? You know, all this kind of stuff. You understand? You know? What if you have a bunch of mechanics there, they tell the guy this, and then he says, no, but it's my car, I should do what I want. What would the mechanics say? The guy's an idiot. Right? But if the same guys are talking about their wives, then they're all idiots. That's the problem. So that means it's not new. Just we don't want to accept that this is what you have to do. Does that make sense? Now why? Because you didn't have to do that with your mommy. And why not? Because mommy, there was daddy. He had to deal with all that. So you just sit there and, you know, you get the nice food and cleaning and everything and, you know, not much is said. Right? So therefore, all women are like that. Yes, all women are like that. But the problem is you're not the son anymore. You're the husband. So now you got to do what daddy was doing, not what you were doing. Right? You understand? But this is the problem. So everyone knows the science, but they're not willing to apply it because they think, no, it's not like that. That's called illusion, right? That's called cheating, right? You know, of the imperfections of the conditioned living entity. He's in illusion about what's there. He's cheating. He thinks, no, it should be this way. He makes up this philosophy. He makes mistakes. Right? So that's why we have to hear from Shastra. Because Shastra is perfect. It's so funny. Because you can sit here and it's kind of like... Part of the room has these big grins on their face, and the other part's like... always in these discussions. It comes out that way. Yeah.
It also seems to ladies are more into arts and men are generally more into science. So I mean, there is exceptions like that.
No. It's the thing is it's you can say like that, but the point is it's a matter of the man is into the science and art of mechanics, while the woman is into the art and science of emotion. Right? So the man may know more about, he'll focus more on the science aspect, but unless he's good at the art, where's the skill? You know what I'm saying? And the woman will focus more on the art, maybe not as much on the science. But the point is it's two different fields. They're compatible fields, but the point is unless you know they're two different fields, how will you make them compatible? Right? In other words, the mechanics of the situation, the experience you get, why are you doing the mechanics? To get the experience or not?
Yeah.
Okay, so if the experience is the feminine field, and the mechanics is the masculine field, So in the relationship between man and woman, the emotional experience is the primary, and the mechanics of operating is the secondary. Therefore, the obedience lover. Right? But the point is you can't get the experience unless the field is operated. That's where the dependency of the woman is. She is experienced, so if the man doesn't do that, where's the experience?
It's like I try to do this architecture and stuff like that. So you have the rules and regulation, you have to do these thick walls so that it holds the whole thing. But if you don't put all the arts in it, it's kind of lame. But you can do all the things so nicely and decorate it. So then it's attractive and all.
Yeah, but if you only do those arts but not the... See, the two are... You can't separate the two. But the point is you only get the experience by operating the field. Right, so field is sambandha abhideya, is operating the field, prayojana is the... So in other words, the masculine is the field and the endeavor. The feminine is that result and the experience. You understand? So the point is if you're not thinking about the goal, how do you operate? So that means the goal is dominating the operation. But the point is the goal, the experience, the goal is dependent upon the operation. You understand? So in both ways, you know, each one has, the masculine is still in that position, but it has to understand it's secondary to the emotion.
In the theory it's always, but when...
Yeah, it's just like this. Take another thing just to try to get the bewildered looks off the ears. Is that, okay, let us say the man makes nice arrangements and everything like that. You know, it's the anniversary, so he's made some nice arrangements, this, flowers, and all kinds of things like that. So when the lady walks in, because she doesn't know about it, what does he expect? She just comes in, sits down, and then, you know, just move on to dinner and discussing something else, or... Yeah, so, oh, wow, this, that, okay, like that, okay. Now, let us say that you're down at the mechanic shop, and there's a bunch of guys working on the car, okay, and then you're trying to figure it out, and then, oh, give me that wrench, and then you tighten the thing, you just perfectly put the spark plug in, not too tight, not too loose. Now, what do you expect the other guys to do? You sure? No, you all just go, yeah, good job, you know, just move on. You understand? So, if all you want the woman to do is go, nice, and then go on from there, then fine, don't worry about it. But since you want the woman to do all those things, then why, then there wouldn't be your endeavor on the same side. But if you just want the woman to react like the men do, then the thing is then you only have to deal like you deal with the men. But since you want the woman to react more, therefore, that you have to be put in more endeavor. Does that make sense? Yeah. That's right. Yeah.
What about something like with cooking, Maharaj?
Like cooking.
Say, with the man if he knows how to cook better than the wife does? He's more experienced. And maybe he expects
so?
A certain
what is
thing.
That? What's that? I mean, I don't understand the...
Well, you say that he provides the field, the situation, and she does whatever she does.
Yeah, but what so he's cooking, but what is he cooking? Can he cook stuff just that he likes? He has to cook stuff that she'll like. If he just wants to sit down and eat it himself, he cooks whatever he likes. If he expects her to eat it also, then it has to be something she likes.
What if he expects her to cook certain things and in a certain way that'll please him? And maybe she doesn't
but
have that
why
experience.
why is her pleasing him? That's the point. If it's the man seeing that himself gets pleased, why doesn't he cook the thing himself? Why have a relationship? You just want to cook. You're good at cooking, and you want to cook the things you want to cook. Why have a wife? You know what I'm saying? You can always take care of pleasing yourself with your own cooking.
What about, say, other aspect, like it's cooking certain things that Krishna likes, like according to...
But do you notice your questions are based on?
What's that?
They're all based on the mechanics of the... control of the mechanics, of the skill. Have you brought up anything about emotions and emotional interaction here? Any of your questions? That's where the weakness is.
I'm finding out a lot of new things being here in your classroom.
Yeah, that's the weakness. For the woman, it doesn't matter what she's cooking and who she's cooking it for, as long as what she's cooking is going to be nice and there's a variety, and who she's cooking it for, she would like to cook it for them. You know what I'm saying? Being submissive means they want to be submissive. Right? Does that make sense? Because it's not that we're taking it the women are junior. They're dependent. But the point is they're much more powerful. You understand? So that means they're also taking that obedient position. But because they're women, it's not obvious. You know what I'm saying?
It's that elusive nature.
Yeah. So it's not obvious, the submission. But most men are looking for is like, you know, some variety of medieval slave. Right? That's the concept. But that doesn't work. It works if it's medieval and it's a slave. It's not medieval and a slave, but it's not called a wife. It's called a medieval slave. You understand?
Yeah, I can see, like you said, there's no rasa there. Like, I live in a situation where I have a servant and everything, but there's no rasa there. It's just like, you do this, you do that. But
yes, but all you're doing is controlling situation. You're not controlling an emotion. It's just like this. Let us say, okay, there's a business appointment, okay? And it's a very powerful businessman. You're also a powerful businessman. And there's a little tension between the companies because there's some discussions between this and, you know, how to work out the two companies, you know, working in the same city or same country or same planet, like that. Okay? Now, if you want the relationship to go, let's say you decide that if we cooperate together, then it will work better. Okay? How are you going to, your opening meeting with him, when you first meet him, what's going to be your mood?
To learn about where this
That's family. Learning, you're observing, but how are you going to say hello? How are you going to shake his hand? How are you going to, you know, deal with him and moving around? Because you're not going to, you know, just automatically be at a table. You're going to be standing somewhere. You know, you're going to walk, you're going to go through doors, you're going to... What's going to be the mood? So if you want... Because we've already said, you want the thing, you want cooperation, you want, consideration, dealing. So how are you going to deal?
Like,
inconsiderate, you're going to be...
cordial, friendly, humble.
Right, and then why are you doing that? Because he will respond like that.
Yeah.
Do you understand? So now, it appears you're being submissive. But you're in control. But that's business, so it's not very sincere. But in a relationship, it's the same thing, but it's being done sincere. You want her to be submissive, you have to be submissive. Right? Like, let's say, if the woman's following the man, and you expect her to be submissive, who has to be submissive first?
Nice.
Yeah, then the woman follows that.
But he's showing the example of it.
But if he thinks I'm showing the example, then that's attitude, and then she'll show it with attitude. So you'll get it back with attitude. You'll get it in kind. Exactly how you do it. If it's done sincerely, you'll get it sincere. If it's done superficial, you'll get it superficial. The point is the woman exactly follows the man. You know, this is the fun part. You have a couple come, right? Right? And there's some problems, okay? So you talk to the man. Okay, what's wrong? And he says, this. Okay? Now, the fun part is all the things that he finds is wrong with the wife. Now, and then you've talked to him, now you talk to the wife. Those are exactly all the points she finds is wrong in him. So now, what does that mean? He has to find what's the inverse or the complement of the thing he's has a problem with. That means he's not doing his part in that. Right? So he has to change himself. He's thinking, no, the woman has to change. No, she'll change automatically. He has to change. Does that make sense? Because the woman wants to share. She wants to share things with somebody. So the share means it has to be compatible to share. You know, how do you feed someone who's not hungry? You understand? So the point is that it has to match. So there's a science, but then the art means you have to really be focused on it and do it properly. So that's the problem, the man, I know the science now it'll work. No, it won't, until you learn how to apply it in the art. Does that make sense?
Yes. Sometimes also we are speaking here that...
A little loudly?
And sometimes we are also speaking here that it's impossible for a man to understand a woman, and vice versa.
Well, you can understand the mechanics, how it works, but you can't understand women. It's like women won't understand men, but it's compatible. Because if you can understand, you get bored. You can never understand, and there's always that interest too. Right? It's just the way it is. You have to understand is that this whole masculine and feminine principle is devised for Radha and Krishna to interact and for us to assist in that. But if we want to be Radha and Krishna, then that's a problem. Because we're never going to be very good at it. You know what I'm saying? So that's why we follow this and connect all that to Krishna. Right? Okay. Gurudev, kindly further explain these conditions in more detail, starting with the Abhisartika Nayika. Right? So now we'll explain the Nayikas, right? Hopefully now that we've worked out a bit of the obedient lover, right? Out of the whole big paragraph, the only problem was this word obedient here. Right? You know, if it had said Swadina Bhartrika, the Nayika is obedient to her lover and they live together in peace. We would not have been just talking for the last 45 minutes. But it says, the Nayika dominates her obedient lover and they live together in peace. Mm-hmm. See, it's like this. If the point is if the woman is dependent, right, then what is necessary if you want to feel secure?
Take care of needs.
That's there. But okay, we're talking from the other angle. Let's say you need money, right? And you have money. But it's not in your control. It's in an account you're not a signer on. It goes to other people and everything like that. Are you comfortable?
No.
Why not?
Because it's not.
It's not under your control. But you're dependent upon the money for living and everything. You understand the name? That's the way we're talking about it? So that's all. The woman, to feel secure, feels she has to control the husband, because if she controls, then he's there. Does that make sense? But the point is he has to be able to be controlled and still maintain his individual identity. If he's controlled and loses that, that's no fun. He has to be able to maintain that independence. But it's never a problem with the in the relationship. Right? It never gets in the way. In other words, if he's insecure about his position, she'll be insecure about hers. Right? The woman follows the man. If he's secure that I'm a man, even if I'm submissive to the wife, then she'll be secure and she'll be able to, you know, exert that sense of control. But that sense of control, you always see the underlying element of service. If she's in complete control, then she serves. Right? But service is difficult till she feels she has control. Because then, why would you serve someone that you're not sure that you have a strong relationship with? That makes sense. Why would you surrender to somebody you don't feel that that's a committed relationship? So if you don't have control, how is it committed? That makes sense.
Yeah. No, this can happen only when there are love between the two.
Yes. Only. So that's the whole point, is that affection is there because both parties are naturally doing their duty. Right? Because then it's mentioned, Vatsyayana mentions that in affection you have that spontaneous just affection and that people talk about, but you hear about it in stories. Right? Then the second, he says, is by the performance of duties that affection naturally comes. Right? Because the natural interaction and that interdependency, then it comes and develops and becomes very strong. So if you have the first one, great, but you have to cultivate it to maintain it. It's not that it'll just go on its own without doing something. Right? You know what I'm saying? Romeo wasn't sitting at home in his apartment, you know, playing a video game. No, he was standing out under the balcony and, you know, wondering, you know, if Juliet was there. Where was Juliet? Was she in her room? Like that, you know, how you say, reading a cosmos and talking about with your girlfriends, you know, and then warming up the wax, and, you know, stuff like that. Was she doing that? No, she's out on the balcony wondering where Romeo is. You have to cultivate it, you have to maintain it. That one was easy, you didn't have to cultivate it very long, right? They're both dead by the end of the story, but, you know what I'm saying, so, you know, it works out nice, right? You know what I'm saying? So therefore, if it's that natural, you have to cultivate that to maintain that. But so, therefore, the second one means you don't have that, but by performing it, you develop it. So what does that mean? Is that if you don't perform your duties, how are you going to maintain that spontaneous love? And by performing your duties, if you don't have that spontaneous, it will generate it. So in other words, the proper performance of your duties gets you everything, right? And what's the modern thing all about? To perform my obligations or my rights?
Rights.
Yes, it's all about rights. So therefore, how will any relationship be cultivated and maintained? No relationship. Therefore, between husband and wife, family members, between citizens in the community and the government, you know, one government and another, it can't be, because nobody wants to do their duties. Everyone wants rights, no one wants duties. But the Vedic means the modern is focused on rights, not duties. The Vedic is focused on duties, not rights, because there's a higher sense of duty means I'm doing something selflessly for others. That's a higher principle than I'm doing it for myself. This is the problem, is that we're talking about, you know, working together and all this and community and democracy and all that, but my rights, rather than community, democracy, and my obligation. Does that make sense? That's why it's contradictory. One is preaching, one it has the idealism of the extended or the selfless sense gratification, but one is functioning on the principle of selfish sense gratification. Right? So if you have a group of selfish sense gratificatory individuals, you have a community of selfish sense gratification. Though you present it and talk about it as selfless, if you have a group of selfless sense gratifiers, you have a community of selfless sense gratifiers. You understand? So that's the problem in the modern, is it doesn't match. Well, the Vedic is everybody should focus on their duties. You focus on your duties, everything works nicely. Does this make sense? Okay, Goswami, the Abhisarika Nayaka. So this is the Abhisarika thing, I will serve my lover. And she finally goes to the place of rendezvous. The Abhisarika Nayaka arranges an Abhisar, tryst, with her Nayaka. That's from the Abhisarika. Means one who arranges a meeting. And then goes to the secret place of meeting. Right? Because that's the thing, is either he can arrange something or she can arrange something. Right? So the point is this one, if she's arranged it because it's her arrangement, then she's comfortable, right? Because she's made all the arrangements, she's contacted, she's made all the different things. So that's, she's in control, right? Does that make sense? The Nayaka goes to such a meeting on a full moon night in a white sari. Jochnabhisarika. And the Nayaka goes to such a meeting on a new moon night in a black sari is a tamobhisarika. Right? So in other words, what is being said here? On full moon night, it's bright, so you got to wear white. Dark moon night, it's dark, you got to wear, so that means in between. So that means there's 15 different, 13 different colors in between. Mm-hmm. Right? Krishna always wears the same dhoti.
Yes.
Right? Okay, so we're starting to get where this variety comes from. Right? So depending upon the environment, then you dress for the environment. Who's created the environment? The man, but you dress for that environment. Does that make sense? The Abhisarika Nayaka goes to her meeting decorated with jewelry from head to feet, moving stealthily and silently. Shyness and modesty cover her body like a mantle, and she seeks a snigdha, sweet, gentle, and affectionate sakhi to accompany her. So, means made this nice arrangement according to what the full moon or dark moon is, then she will dress accordingly, so she moves outside in the forest, she won't be seen. And like that, she goes really well dressed, like that, because she's arranged it, she's, so everything's there, so she can do that. Right? In other words, if she arranges it, then she can fully dress for that. If she hasn't arranged it, she has to be very confident about it to know how to dress. You understand? So that's why, the woman's all the detail, but if the man is just, we're going to this party, who's there? What's the matter? You just dress up, we're going. How does she know what to do? Right? Means, in other words, she would have worked out who's going to be there, where, what's the situation, everything, what time, so she knows the whole thing. So if he makes the arrangement, then he's got to let her know what it is. And not be impatient when she asks so many questions about it and seems insecure. The insecurity is not about, if the mood's right, because she has arranged it, she wants to go. You've arranged it, she wants to see that she does want to go. And if she does, then she has to know what is the mood, and so it all fits. So if the man gets upset, why all these questions? Why can't you just be, this submissive? Why can't you just, and then, then what's the meaning? So then, take your car and go to the program. car's not going to complain, you know. Or you take your dog, man's best friend. That doesn't say man's best wife, it says man's best friend, right? So. Okay, then moving stealthily and silently. I mean, so there's confidence. She's arranged, she's dressed well, like that, so she's confident. So she moves very, very nicely and silently because she's not in anxiety. She'll be talking either, you know, because she's focused on that meeting. You know? Does that make sense? So you haven't gotten the result yet. You may talk before going about it, but there she's going. But if she doesn't know, then you're not sure you're talking. And therefore, a snigdha, sweet, gentle, and affectionate sake to accompany. Because that's the mood. The whole mood is that affection and that softness and everything. Right? It's soft but very powerful. Right? Does that make sense? Vijaya, kindly describe the Vasaka Saja Nayika. Okay, that's the Nayika who dresses in her best finery to receive her lover. Right, the one is that it's all done in the balance. The other one, it's of course it'll be balanced, but it's done too. Vasaka Saja means to decorate the place of tryst and oneself in expectation of the lover. Hence, the Nayika who is acting in such a manner is called Vishaka Saja Nayika. She's determined to make amorous advances and ploys in the presence of her lover. While she is eagerly awaiting his arrival, she discusses his pastimes with her girlfriends and repeatedly sends her female messengers to discover the latest news of his expected arrival. Right? Because the other one is more peaceful in that it's arranged, you're going to go there. It's all about the meeting, the going there. And that. This one is about you've arranged it and then it's going to be, you know, that interaction. It's more aggressive. You know, so there's more anxiety, there's more arrangements, there's more all these different things like that. But now you can say, okay, well, this is more intense, but then what does it also mean? It's more delicate. The other one, you know, one word might be let go, one wrong word or one wrong tone might be let go because it's a nice arrangement. But this one, the focus is on the arrangements, you know, not just on the meeting, but on the arrangements and the interaction. One word, one wrong word here, can, you know, end up in the next, you know, one of the further ones where she kicks him out. You understand? So the more intense it's going to be, the more qualified. Right? Right, let's say you're sitting in your living room, sitting in the big armchair, leaning back, the feet up on the thing, and you have your remote. How dangerous is it that you push the wrong button on the remote? Not much. How about falling out of your chair? Right? Not so much of a, you know, we're leaving out Moscow here. Because that might be a reality, right? You know, depends on what he's drinking, no? You could probably even fall out of one of those, okay? Does that make sense? Doesn't make sense, don't worry about it. Okay? So now, let's say you've jumped out of an airplane. You know, with your parachute. Now, how much more, you understand? You make a mistake, it's a lot more of a problem. The other one, maybe you'll fall asleep, miss your show, or you push the wrong button and you're going the wrong way and you have to push a bunch more buttons to get back. You understand? But this one, you know, you make a mistake and then you might, you know, they have to come along with one of those little scrapers for the paint on the wall, you know, to get you off the pavement or something. Does that make sense? Yeah. So that's the point. The more intense it is, the more dangerous it is, meaning the more you have to worry about the detail. Does that mean so? That means the woman who's more aggressive, the man has to be more strong, you know, in his ability to maintain his strength and be submissive. Okay, if the woman's not so aggressive, the submission is actually, manifestation of the submission in a dynamic way is less. It's submissive, but it's there, it's kind of existing. Right? But the other one, you have to just as aggressively be submissive as she is aggressively being forward. Does this make sense? Yeah?
Ladies are different.
Ladies are different, yeah. And they're thinking, yeah, men are different. Yes.
Well, in general, is it the nature of a woman to push the man to the limit?
What's on the limit? What's on the what's on what is available on the edge of the limit?
Whatever's available at the moment, she's just isn't.
Yes, but what is that? What does that afford?
More interaction.
More interaction, and so therefore, and in interaction, who benefits? Both benefit.
Yeah.
Right. You understand? So therefore, by pushing to the edge means then the man actually enjoys more. You're just looking at it from the wrong perspective. Right? The man's, you know, you're just traveling, they're tired and this and that, and you come out of the train station and there's a place across the road there. You know, and the man's willing to stay there. The woman, well, no, no, we have to stay in this place. You know, so you get to that place, it's a nicer place, so the man will enjoy more in the nicer place. But he's looking at all the trouble it was to get there. Don't worry about it, that's the man part, is arranging the stuff, then there's the interaction. So he's so bummed out about that that he doesn't interact when they get to the nicer hotel. And then he's wondering why she's so freaky. Because he's not doing his duty of interacting, otherwise why get married? Then travel on your own, you know, then you can stay in the, you know, the how do you call it, the flea bag place. You know? Does that make sense? Yeah. Because the point is how do you increase the variety in the exchange? And less means as the man is looking at it, just everything is always developing, right? Getting like that. But how will it do unless the field is expanding? Right? So therefore, she pushes them to expand the field. So it's just natural. Then the interaction goes nicely. So therefore, then how much of a field you're comfortable with, you know, being pushed too, not that, not being pushed, then that's the kind of person you marry. You know what I'm saying? But the point is they'll always push it to the edge. Right? Does that make sense? You know, so, if you want something small, you marry some lady like that, you know. You know, you don't marry an empress if you're not willing to conquer the world. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, so it's like this, like, the lady, she makes $40 million a year modeling, right? So, therefore, if you think, you know, I'm, you know, she's the woman, then what are you bringing to the table? You know what I'm saying? You know, how many houses do you have in Monaco, New York, London, Paris, and in Los Angeles? Right? You understand? Then, you know, then we're talking. Does that make sense? So in other words, it enhances, it brings out the masculinity. Right? So this is the fun part. The men don't even like being pushed to be men. Because it's not interpreted that way. Because of the inherent element of ignorance. But the point is one has to have that aspect of, being active, which is passion. But knowing what the goal is, you know, what the proper duties are, is goodness. So one situation with self and goodness, then that natural ignorance of the masculine nature won't bother you. Because if you're in goodness doing your duties, right, then that mentality of the woman, which is the mind, which is in goodness, then it will match. You know what I'm saying? Because the mind doesn't function in ignorance. So when the men get into that kind of ignorant state, I think this is my manliness and I can be here, then women don't find any way to interact. You know what I'm saying? So after some time, once, you know, relationship is adjusted, after some years, then the man can go into his den or his, you know, the garage or his study or, you know, whatever you, you know, whatever the particular socioeconomic, you know, how you say, environment you live in. And he can be the man there, as long as he doesn't have to look at it, right? But as soon as he walks out of that, then he has to be female compliant. Does that make sense? In the beginning, they don't touch, because then they think he's something different, they don't have complete control. But they understand, okay, this is just the way they are, they need that kind of, like, you know, man time. Then they don't mind, as long as when they're not, it's not man time, they're behaving as an interactor. Does that make sense?
I'm just thinking, and then after all this, the vanaprastha is very, actually, something very valuable.
Yes, because now all the things of what you, yeah, but it's saying that all the things that you were thinking about just there and pleasantly cooperating and interacting and doing everything together, that's where you'll find it, is in vanaprastha. But what you're doing and acting and interacting together is not based on sense gratification, it's based on Krishna consciousness. Right? So that's the thing, is we have this idea, I'll have my cake and eat it. Right? But no, you get the cake or you'll eat it. You can't have both. Right? So that's the thing, is married life, then it's all these kind of things, because you want the senses and the engagement and all that, therefore all this other tense. When that's gone, then the other works nicely. You know? So in other words, looking forward to vanaprastha doesn't mean that you won't be together. It means looking now, this will be, now you'll be able to just comfortably, because you know each other, you have your routines, you know how each other supports you. So now that'll be all done in connection with, you know, sadhana and service. And so then vanaprastha becomes actually the most comfortable of the grihastha situations. Right? But, you know, you need 25, 30 years to cultivate that so you actually have it. That is good.
And yes. In marriage, in the spiritual world, there is no vanaprastha.
Because there everything does work nicely, because everything's connected to Krishna. So even the grihastha ashram all works nicely if it's actually seen in connection to Krishna. Right? Now, what is this book about? This book, is it about Krishna or not?
Yes.
Is this a book about how men and women should be together? No, it's a book about Krishna. So, this is explaining how all the natures are connected to Krishna. So this is just how spiritual life works. You know what I'm saying? So the whole idea is that this is what goes on in the spiritual world, so we can assist that. But if we want to enjoy that, then that's material. We want to assist it, that's spiritual. That's the point, is that the enjoyment you get from trying to enjoy it is very small. The enjoyment you get from not enjoying it and assisting in someone else's enjoyment is great. So even this, is we have this idea, okay, so then we'll do like this, my wife like this, me like this, but then you're trying to enjoy it, so therefore again becomes mundane.
Yes.
So that's the thing, is that if you're not trying to enjoy it, that's when you're actually the happiness. Right? Krishna's the enjoyer. Right? But he is the obedient lover. That's how he's enjoying the most. So we're thinking, I'm going to enjoy the most by not being obedient.
Yes.
But then, what kind of feminine interaction you get? Right? It becomes very reduced, very minimally interactive. Does that make sense? Yes.
But when we try to be the enjoyers, we create so many centers. There's not a possibility to go around. Krishna is there.
Yes.
There's one center.
Because we're thinking, I'm the center, and so therefore my spouse should go around me. And my kids, and my, you know, my boss, my job, my everything. But it's not like that. Each person thinks of the center, like you're saying. So therefore, it'll never work. But when Krishna is the center, then everything goes around. So it doesn't matter how far back or forward. It's compatible because the center is the same. So it always works. Okay, Vijay, kindly describe the Utkandita Nayika, Goswami. When the Nayika becomes eager and extremely anxious because her lover is late, though it is not his own fault, she is called an Utkandita Nayika. Her heart is burning, her body quivering, and her mind continuously seeks the reason for her lover's absence. Right, just like before, she's always wanting to know when he's coming. Now she's always wanting to know why he's not there. Feeling frustrated and irritated in all her activities, she perspires profusely and speaks with everyone about her condition, shedding tears of lamentation. Eventually, the Vasaka Sajja condition may transform into that of the Utkandita Nayika when she begins to brood over the thought that her late lover may not come at all. Having come under the spell and wiles of another Nayika, at this stage the anxiety of waiting and separation makes her Utkandita. Okay, so then. Okay. Does that make sense? So we can see is how one transforms into the next. Right? The natural flow. It means that at any of these points, Krishna can just show up. And then it just goes, and it goes into that last one, into the eighth one.
Yes.
Right? It means the Svadhina Bhaktika. Right? Or it can transform into any of the others. Is that something? Okay. Kindly describe the Kandita Nayika. Goswami. When the Nayika does not to turn up at the designated time, but saunters in the end of the night with visible bodily marks of amorous play with another Nayika, then the awaiting Nayika becomes Kandita, abandoned. She expresses anger by releasing long sighs and turning her face away from her beloved, silently begins to sulk. Because she's so much anxiety is there because he's late, right? So it's going to cause anxiety, right? Then he does show up. And that it says here, saunters in at the end of night. Because he's not coming quickly because he's late. You know, at the same time, it's a whole, you know, he's trying to be, you know, everything, you know, is nice, but at the same time, so she gets upset. Right? And she expresses anger, long sighs, turning her face away, and silently begins to sulk. Right? So not talking. Right? So that means upset. In other words, he's done something that's important. One can say, let's say the same thing. Is it supposed to be something? They were planning something, and that. But then he got something at work, and he had to stay. Right? That's another energy. And then he comes home thinking, okay, now we're like this and that. But no, but you chose that over her. And then you wonder why the long sighs. No, but I'm here. You know, what's the problem? Yeah, but no, but you chose the job over me. No, but I had to, you understand? Yeah. Vijaya, kindly describe the Vipralamba Nayika. Goswami, the Vipralamba condition is brought about when for reasons beyond his control, the Nayika does not meet the Nayika at the appointed tryst, which was made definite through sign language, hints, or the like. Right. So here is that the element, we're bringing out other aspects, but it's beyond his control. He can't make it there. Right. The others, he's come under the control of another, but he's able to get away. But even though he's gotten away and come there, okay, she's happy he's come, But at the same time, he did come under that control. So then he's going to get disciplined for that. Does that make sense? But here, he's not able to just come away. But means they've made an appointed tryst through different sign languages, hints, or the like. Some way it's been arranged. A messenger, some sign language, some other aspect like that. So that one knows where the meeting will happen. But he's unable to show up. Okay. A spectrum of Moshe's washes over the most disappointed Nayika. Feeling constantly the crippling pangs of separation, she broods without pause, is full of remorse. Fretful thoughts plague her mind, and she cries constantly, sighs heavily, and may even lose consciousness through swoon. Does that make sense? Because you can tell by how late it goes. In other words, the same one, all these can happen as it goes. There's the anxiety, then he's late, you know, and then goes into that, he hasn't quite showed up, then it goes into to Vipra Lumba. As the night goes on, then it moves through these moods. So you could start off going to the arrangement and either being peaceful about it, because knowing, confident, he'll be there, and that, or going there, making the arrangements, making everything beautiful and all that. So it can start out with the one, then turn into the next. Right? She goes there and that, then, you know, then tries to make everything, then anxious about it coming. Right? Then it turns into, actually now it's anxious because it's past the time. So she turns into the next one. Then it's even more farther, then turns into the Vipra Lumba. You understand? So all these have, or those up to there, then he does show up, right? And then he deals in a proper way, so then they're peacefully together, or he is being too cheeky, and she throws him out. You know, you understand? So all these things can happen. So this is where you get the variety within the pastimes. Okay? And here.
Om Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Srila Prabhupada ki
jai
Sarvabhita Bhaktivedanta ki
jai
Janita Gaurav ki
jai.
So then 10:30 will be